This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. This promises to be an interesting conversation. We've never had a building biologist on the show before.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of interesting things that surround that, so I'm looking forward to understanding better what she does.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. We're joined this morning by Angela Self. She is a building biologist with Vital Spaces. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. I know you're very busy and appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into a conversation around Vital Spaces and all the work that you do, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. My name is Angela Self, and as I mentioned, I'm a building biologist. My previous first career was in healthcare, but this time around, I have combined my passions of construction and healthy living. I am a licensed residential builder. I am a certified building biology environmental consultant and an electromagnetic radiation specialist with the International Institute of Building Biology and Ecology.
Wow. So tell me, what exactly does a building biologist do?
Building biology explores the relationship between buildings and health. So a building biologist would take these specific principles and apply them to create atmospheres that go beyond green to support human health. That means clean air, clean water, and minimal electromagnetic radiation. Green means reusing, recycling, energy efficiency. This is a more innovative approach to create an optimized atmosphere. So air with less toxins means less respiratory problems. Water without chlorine prevents an increased cancer risk, and less electromagnetic radiation means less insomnia. And all of these things are correlated with cancer.
I have to assume that the percentage of buildings and homes and facilities where people live and work that are not affording the inhabitants a healthy existence is, I suspect it's a significantly huge problem that people don't even realize is a problem. Am I right or wrong?
That is correct. People are ill and they don't know it. About 5% of the population is electrically hypersensitive. Probably more than that. They just don't realize it. And the World Health Organization estimates that about 7 million people die annually from interior air problems.
7 million people die from these.
Okay, wow. You mentioned electromagnetic radiation a couple of times. It's funny that I actually have a close family friend who is sensitive, hypersensitive to electromagnetic radiation. In fact, whenever my mother or any of us go over to her home, we often not only turn off her cell phones, but either leave them in the car or just don't bring them at all because she's just that sensitive. So can you explain to our listeners, you know, what electromagnetic radiation is and what can we do about it to better our surroundings?
Sure. So what you're talking about is radio frequency. But the term electromagnetic radiation actually encompasses electric fields, magnetic fields, and radio frequency. It's a broad term, and it's called EMR. Some people call it EMFs. And people can be sensitive even in low doses. It's a link to things like cancer, brain tumors, hormonal disruption, even some cardiovascular problems. So I'll explain what it is. Electric fields mean voltage. Anything around voltage, like a live wire, there's going to be electric field. Magnetic fields are caused by current. So anything on and running will have a magnetic field around it. It's also wiring errors will cause magnetic field problems. And radio frequency are high energy communication signals going through the air. And that is things like Wi-Fi, cell phones, towers, antenna, Bluetooth, even Apple TV sends off a radio frequency. But there are a lot of things that you can do to protect yourself in a home and office. With electric fields, they can be shielded. So you can use metal-type products, even grounded window screen to shield these things. Magnetic fields, if wiring is done properly, then you generally don't have much in the way of magnetic fields. If there is a problem, someone like me can work with an electrician to fix that problem. Radio frequency is a bigger issue. One, because it's higher up on the electromagnetic spectrum, meaning it's higher frequency, more intense, more dangerous. This is what your relative is dealing with.
Okay.
And it's everywhere. When do you walk into a building and not have Wi-Fi these days?
Right.
But in a home, you can do a lot of things. You can actually hardwire your internet connection so that you don't have Wi-Fi. There are also protective paints that you can put underneath your regular paint to shield any signals coming in from exterior towers and antennas. So it's a big issue, but there's a lot of things you can do in a home and a building.
Well, you mentioned a lot of the physiological effects of these waves. What about psychological? Is there any research into the psychological effects of electromagnetic radiation?
There's a lot of reports that show the physical stuff, but as far as psychological, I haven't seen that yet. Okay. There's a lot of research on the health effects.
Sure. Maybe some of the physiological effects could cause psychological problems.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. Angela will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
American Eagle Mortgage is a mortgage banker, not a broker. Our in-house underwriting team makes decisions quickly and communicates directly with you on the status of your loan. We process our loans in-house. This means we get to know you as a person with a name and a personality. You are not just another number. We guarantee the rate and terms available, and we lend our money, so we are funding your loan. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA-28758, GRMA-36280.
All right, and we're back with Angela Self, a building biologist with Vital Spaces. So we talked about EMR during the top half of the show, but there's other issues out there too, like water. What are some other things that we need to be alerted to as a potential problem?
Water is a big issue. Water treatment facilities are actually just intended for disinfection, not purification. So a lot of heavy-duty toxic chemicals are added to the water to disinfect it. Two of the things that we're concerned about would be chlorine and fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that fluoride is actually an active ingredient in rat poison?
Mm-hmm.
So we at Vital Spaces would hope that all buildings and homes are equipped with water purification systems. Ideally, it would be a point of entry system where all of the water coming into a building would be filtered and then extra filtration at the sink for drinking and cooking.
So it's a wise move to filter your water.
Yeah. Absolutely, under any and all circumstances. And what we do is we take the water quality report for your area and look at it to see, because different water uses different chemicals and there's different things in it, even heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, all sorts of things in water. So we want to customize a unit for the particular home or particular building to make it effective.
So is there any, in terms of drinking water, for instance, I have a Pure filter on my sink. Do you have any recommendation towards types of filters for drinking water in a home? And as secondary to that, if there isn't necessarily anything that could really, really stop everything, would you recommend bottled water? And if not, what would you recommend?
Well, the thing about bottled water is it's only regulated when it is taken across state lines. And then in some cases, it's really just tap water.
Mm-hmm.
So purification is definitely recommended by us. And as far as filtration systems, you have to be really careful, like I said, because there are good ones and there are bad ones. And I think it's best to look at the particular water that you're dealing with to be sure that is filtered appropriately.
I see.
So walk us through how Vital Spaces actually attacks this problem. So does a commercial facility or a residence call you and say, come analyze our material, our house? How does that work?
Exactly. So we help build new houses, work with builders and contractors and architects and so forth to build new construction. That's really cool because you can do a lot of cool things. But we also do assessments on existing spaces. We have some pretty cool meter technology, particularly for electromagnetic radiation. So we can assess the property first. And then we would go about making the recommendations to make the changes. And we do commercial also. Like I did a senior living center, and that's really cool because it affects a lot of people. And the segments of population that are most affected with bad interior environments would be children and seniors, because either their immune system is not developed or it's compromised. So in that way, it helps a lot of people. So basically, we do new construction and we can do assessments and clean up existing spaces.
Got it. So you mentioned like a holistic approach for an entire indoor environment, and that also includes air quality. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Air quality is a big issue. Some of the health issues associated with air quality would be allergies, asthma, and respiratory problems. So you want to do everything that you can, particularly given that we spend 90% of our time indoors. You want to be breathing clean air.
Right.
In new construction, one of the best things that you can do would be products. So any kind of building material, adhesives, caulks, sealants are particularly high off-gassing. So you want to look for non-toxic, in all cases, non-toxic and non-off-gassing products. Paints are super easy these days. Low VOC paints are everywhere. But anything pretty much from insulation on into finished materials should be selected with care. And the other thing that you can do is upgraded filtration. Filtration systems can be really super great these days, even better than HEPA, filtering out airborne particulates, mold spores, bacteria, viruses, animal-related allergens, etc. You can get an individual unit for rooms, say places where you spend a lot of your time, or you can get a whole house or whole building system that would be connected to your HVAC system.
Got it. This may be an impossible question to answer, but where is the bigger challenge? Is it at the home or at the workplace?
At the home, you can do more in the way of electromagnetic radiation. And the segment of that is radio frequency, because no building is generally going to shut down their Wi-Fi.
Right, yeah.
And the problem with buildings, commercial projects, is that the routers are so strong because they have to reach amazing distances. And that's the case in schools as well. We're really worried about our children because the routers are so strong. So home projects, you can just really do more because you're able to.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. But what about me? I'm about to move into a high rise. I'll be on the 39th floor. There's obviously steps I can take in my immediate floor plan. But any advice and counsel how I should approach the property management company to say, are you doing everything you need to be doing here?
Yes, that is a good point, because this does, in some cases, people say, well, how much extra is it going to cost? And I would say, well, anywhere from 0 to 25%, depending on what you're going to do. But property managers are going to say, well, I don't want to do that. It's going to cost more. Mm. But, if you get enough people in a building that are concerned, then it'll be more an easier thing to get. But in your own personal space, you may not be able to affect the entire building, but you certainly can do things in your own personal space. Some air filtration, water filter you can do under your sink. And as far as electromagnetic radiation, you can do the special paints that I mentioned. And something simple that people can do when they sleep at night is just unplug the things around their head. These fields are about 6 feet around. So if you just unplug the things, I use a battery-operated alarm clock at night. I actually cut the circuit breaker to my bedroom. In a big building, that might not be possible. There are even things like demand switches. You can be lying in your bed, flip a switch, and the circuit to your bedroom will go off.
Well, wow.
So depending on how much flexibility you have in a big building is what you can do.
Right. I know there's going to be naysayers. I mean, to everything, there's always a naysayer. So there's probably somebody out there thinking, where's the link? Where's the evidence? And I want you to convey, is there any research linking poor indoor environment to health issues?
Absolutely. With electromagnetic radiation, there is a website, bioinitiative.org. Really cool information linking health effects to all of the electromagnetic radiation. Harvard University did a really cool report linking cognitive function and air quality. So what that report showed is that the better the air quality, the higher your cognitive function, and the better your decision-making ability.
Wow.
McGraw-Hill Construction did a wonderful smart market report that investigated the link between healthy buildings and occupant health. And one of the purposes of that study was to ask medical providers to fold recommendations about healthy interior environments into their prescriptions. But some of the cool things that came out of that is it showed that building owners of healthy buildings showed big benefits in the way of increased employee productivity, increased employee satisfaction, lower absenteeism, and lower healthcare cost. Mm. Pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. But it does impact cognitive functioning, which explains a lot of things about Brian.
Yeah, it does.
So good to know there. We're about out of time, Angela, but I also imagine one final point here, that this is not something that's one and done, right? This is a constant process of monitoring and paying attention. You don't buy a filter once and say, okay, pat myself on the back, I'm done. This is an ongoing process of being vigilant.
Exactly, because filters have to be changed, both air filters and water filters. And with the electromagnetic radiation, one of the things that people might not consider is towers in the area. And good or bad, there are more and more towers being added regularly and antennas. So yes, you have to continue, even just the things you bring into your house, the cleaners, you know, be vigilant about products and things that you bring in your house, because all of this is going to affect air quality and your quality of life.
Absolutely. And we use a cleaning service at our home where they use organic materials.
Very good.
So it's not me. Mr. Schnick is the one that's on top of all this stuff. So, all right. Well, Angela, this has been fascinating. I appreciate you stopping by. Before I let you go, once again, how can people get in touch with you should they have any questions, and where can they learn more about Vital Spaces?
Sure. Take a look at my website. It's www.vitalspacesnow.com. Email me, Angela@vitalspacesnow.com, or give me a call, 864-980-3341.
Angela Self, a building biologist with Vital Spaces. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Angela Self, my co-host, Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
American Eagle Mortgage specializes in government and first-time homebuyer loans. We originate more purchase loans than any other company in our home market. Our common vision of dedicated customer service, integrity, and product knowledge has proven to be a winning combination for our customers. We guarantee the rate and terms available, as well as fund the source of your loan. We lend our own money. American Eagle Mortgage is an equal housing lender and approved mortgagee by FHA, VA, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. For more information, visit us at www.aemc.cc or call 678-278-2138, GA 28758, GRMA 36280.